Lord Mayor and all our distinguished guests here tonight and those watching us from Coventry, good evening. At the opening ceremony, I welcomed you all to the IBSA World Games and said I hoped that the local organising committee would deliver a world-class and memorable games for you all. To deliver an event involving over 2,500 people, whether they are athletes, coaches, officials, volunteers or organisers, has not been without its challenge. But overall, I hope you all feel that you have participated in a great sporting event, Britain's largest ever games for blind and partially sighted people. I thought you might like to have some statistics, although some of them have been pinched from me earlier on. We have operated these games from four venues, here in the University of Birmingham, the CBS Arena, City of Coventry and University of Warwick for goalball, the University of Wolverhampton, Walsall for the partially sighted football, and Aston University for classification. Over 50,000 meals have been served. This includes the 2,600 kilos of scrambled eggs that Malena referred to earlier. However, what she didn't tell you was this is the equivalent of a medium-sized African elephant. And 4,504 bananas have been eaten so far. 95,000 hot drinks have been drunk. 17,847 rooms have been cleared. And the 25 vehicles a day that have served the event, they have taken people on around 18,000 journeys across all services. There have been 322 classifications, around 90 anti-doping tests, and sadly, there have been 27 x-rays in the hospital. But I will provide you with some more statistics during my speech. I'm now speaking to the athletes. You are what this event is all about. Representing your country is the ultimate dream of all sportsmen and women, and each of you here today and those who have gone home already have achieved that dream. Over the past few weeks, you have demonstrated your skill, dedication and hard work on the world stage and have become a source of inspiration for the next generation of sportsmen and women, and we are all very proud of you. I congratulate everyone who has taken part, and especially those who have been awarded medals and qualified for the Paralympics in Paris next year. 800 medals have been awarded in 97 medal ceremonies following around 1,000 competitive events involving athletes between the ages of 12 and 74. However, it's important not only to look at the performances and results, but also to look behind these last 10 days and see how you were able to achieve your dreams and to say thank you. You have been supported here by a group of world-class coaches, officials and classifiers, all of whom have been equally dedicated to their roles, and I would like to thank them for their contribution in making these games a success. To our wonderful volunteers, I say a big thank you for the part you played. You have worked tirelessly, always with friendly smiles on your faces, and often volunteering for longer hours than planned. And as Derek said earlier, you've given us over 10,000 hours of volunteering. We sincerely thank you for your great contribution. I would like to thank the spectators who came out to cheer on the athletes. Your support has meant the world to them and across all the sports. And Elena, you also pinched my line. We have had around 5,000 spectators watch the games. In terms of the media, 100 members of the media have been here from across the world. Hundreds of pieces of media coverage have been generated both here in the UK, on the BBC, Sky and other TV and radio channels, and in major overseas outlets, including Australia's Mail Online and Pakistan's GEO News. Our social media feeds for the game has a following of 4,000 from a couple of hundred followers at start. But we have also had support from world leaders, with India's Prime Minister sharing our tweet about India women's cricket win to his 91 million followers. Can you imagine that? So between us, we have definitely raised the profile of elite sport for blind and partially sighted people. President Ilgar and the IBSA board, we remain grateful to you for the honour in awarding us these games. And we hope you go away feeling that your trust in us has been rewarded. And I am so delighted to learn that there is much interest in hosting the next IBSA Games. To all our sponsors and key partners, particularly our lead sponsor, the RNIB, thank you for your support. Your investment into these games in Birmingham is a testament to your belief in the power of sport to change lives. Lastly, and perhaps most of all, I would like to thank all the people who have been involved from the partnership organisations, British Blind Sport, Birmingham City Council, the University of Birmingham, MLS Contracts Limited, and UK Sport. We have been together on a long journey, which has included a pandemic and an economic crisis. However, your commitment and hard work over the past 4 years and during the event these past weeks has enabled us to achieve our dream of a world-class and memorable 2023 IBSA World Games. I said at the opening ceremony that these games are more than just a sporting event. They are a celebration of the power of sport to change lives, to unite people and break down barriers, and they are a chance for us to show the world what people with sight loss can achieve. I believe that together we have all achieved this during the past 10 days and have shown the world how exciting blind and partially sighted sport can be. However, for British Blind Sport, our dream is of using the legacy of these games as a platform to increase the involvement of blind and partially sighted people in sport and physical activity is just beginning. Through committed investment from both UK Sport and the West Midlands Combined Authority, we will establish a national showdown league and develop 3 new goal ball hubs in the West Midlands. We will also be able to expand our successful education programme for hundreds more coaches and teachers across the country, which in turn will ensure that sport will be more accessible and sustainable for all blind and partially sighted people in the UK. And there will be plenty more programmes delivered in the future as a direct result of these games, ensuring that we build on the legacy in the coming years. Once again, I sincerely thank you all for coming to the 2023 IBSA World Games, and I hope you are taking home great memories of your time here in Birmingham, Coventry, Aston, and Walsall. Thank you very much.